and involved different kinds of scenarios that help students manage food better, more responsibly, and in a smart way. So the kind of challenges that they will have are things like, you have to cook a dinner for 20 people on X budget for a whole week with only vegetarian stuff. Or, you have to take grandma to hospital on time, you have no fuel for your car, and you have 5 potatoes. So all of the scenarios, even though they don't talk about food waste management, are designed to help reuse, manage, plan, and work with food responsibly. So we have basically 3 objectives. We want to engage the whole university campus, and we want to engage them in achieving a target of reducing their own waste. The second objective is we want to educate the students about effective food management and use practices. And third, we want to create a habit so that when they walk out of universities, they actually do this naturally. To do this, the first thing we want to focus on is a small portion of this game. We want to create a prototype, a test game, a very small version of it, but which shows what it is about. The test itself is just to run it with 20, 30 students and one single challenge. And all we want to do is figure out, would students actually play it? Would it be successful? So 20, 30 students, one single challenge, single university, and all we want to learn is, would students actually play this game? Would we achieve engagement? So how do we do that? There's a critical thing we don't know. We don't know who we should go and talk to universities, so who will care about doing this? And we don't know what exactly challenges they will care about. So what we've identified is 6 different types of profiles that we could target. Administration, orientation officers, specific teachers, some student bodies, and the students themselves. What we're gonna do is we're actually going to create a fake game, a brochure, or video, or something that shows what the game is about, as if it exists, and we're going to organize 6 interviews with these people. We will meet them, we'll show them our game. Each one of them will have a specific challenge that targets that person. So if we're talking to the administration, we'll be talking about how the university can reduce their waste. If we're talking to a professor, we'll be talking about how they can use the game for teaching students their subject. If we're talking to the students, we'll be talking about, you know, fun activities with friends. And what we're going to be measuring is which of these people is going to say, I love this thing, I'm going to schedule it in my course, and how many students we can reach through that person. That will be our target. Once we know that, we can actually sell this to the university. If we have one university, we can do more. This is what we focused on, and we created our first prototype. Guys? So we figured out, what do we need to show them in order, what's the minimum thing we need to show them in order to be able to explain what the game is about? So this is our prototype that explains what the game is. It will have different challenges, so we can actually create little cards inside that we can show the different targets that explain how you play it.
Imagine.
Yeah. And that's all we need. So we could actually get started tomorrow.
Actually, yeah. It's done already. Sí, el único detalle comparado con lo que ha presentado, que explica todo el tema, es que nos hemos imaginado que fuésemos al campus de la UAB, por ejemplo, que ya tiene una entidad que se llama Fundación Autónoma Solidaria, que tiene como objetivo fomentar la comunidad de estudiantes en el campus, que son 40.000. Tiene, de hecho, muchos proyectos que lo que intentan es hacer que esa comunidad viva mejor, se conozca, disfrute. Nos hemos imaginado que para ellos crearíamos un juego con N tarjetas donde enseñamos pues, el proyecto, las estadísticas que podrían salir de ello, para quién está dirigido, el mensaje principal, que sería mejora la comunidad del campus a partir de la prevención del despilfarro, y los detalles con las instrucciones. Pero básicamente serían 20 retos para aplicar coordinados por la fundación con estudiantes.
Yeah.
clarificación.
Oh, no,
no, no,
Nacho.
Sí,
yeah, Nacho.
Falta tiempo.
¿Cómo vais a convencer a los estudiantes que quieran jugar ese juego?
You need to ask her.
Okay, sorry. How are you going to convince us in order to play this game? So why should I play this game?
You as a student?
Yeah.
So we're not going to actually think how we convince you, we're going to test how we convince you. So the idea is that if we find one person in a university who is willing to give us 20 students to play with, then we can test a number of different things. So the idea is that we will have several different scenarios at that point that we can test and measure the engagement of each one. So if it is a class, it's actually very easy. Imagine that as part of your economics class, the professor says, we will learn about markets and market economy, and this is the way we're going to do it. So I don't need to convince you. It's a different story if I come to you as a student and I want to convince you to play something with your friends. So what we're trying to do with this first step is see what's the easiest way to target the students and what are some of the key problems and challenges the different people in the university have that they are interested in and we can use in order to engage the students. Does that clarify?
I think it's kind of related, but what is the reward that the student gets apart from being fun?
So we consciously actually parked this part, but we spent quite a bit of time at the beginning thinking about reward system. So the idea is the end goal of this game is actually to create an entire system in the campus where the university creates kitchens that can be used communally, supermarkets where different reward systems can be used, points that allow students to recuperate some of the stuff they do. So you want to create an entire marketplace, and actually we have a marketplace idea that's linked to it as well. But we parted for now because we said, if we want to do something here and now today that produces a prototype that you can go and test with, what would be the first thing we do? Yeah, so that's...